Welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
We're live from the Caveman Studios. We got dogs barking in the background, windows open. It's a beautiful day in Buffalo. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, I heard you're fighting soon.
I am. Yeah, I'm getting ready for that fight.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you.
Man, my leg hurts from you kicking me today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I hope Alex Carroll hears this.
Yeah, his leg's going to be broke.
Yeah.
He's a fucker. Broke leg.
Limpy. We go call him Limpy.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen after the fight. He'd be limping around.
He ain't going to be able to take a shit. I mean, he going to sit down, but he's going to have problems getting up. He's going to need his wife to help him up.
I heard you got some kind of crazy guest today. What do you got going on with that?
Oh, man. We got a comedian for the first time at Caveman Corner, right? First time having a comedian?
I don't know. Do you count us as a comedian?
We weirdos, I guess.
Yeah, we're pretty out there. I think I would count us as a comedian, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, but it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Maybe to each other be funny, but other people would look at us like we nuts.
Yeah, they just think we're retarded.
Yeah.
Sorry about my voice. Some giant guys choked me out, and I'm not talking so good today.
Yeah, I choked them out.
Yeah. Ray couldn't choke me out and if I was sleeping. If he had me tied up and he was raping me,
man.
He still couldn't choke me out. That's a disturbing vision.
Yeah, so we got this comedian. He's from Brooklyn. His name is, what's his name? Fred Rubino.
Ray, you forgot our guest name?
I just lost it for a couple of seconds. I got hit in the head the last couple of days by you, so my memory not great no more.
Perfect. Well, let's get a guy in line. What does he do?
He's a comedian.
I know that, but I don't know nothing about him, so you're gonna have to take over in this interview, Ray.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let me call him up.
Okay. Does he know we're calling?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
You got to pause?
No, I don't got to pause. We don't pause on Caveman's Corner. Ray's going to jack it all up. Who knows what's going on with Ray?
Yeah. Who knows?
Pause it. Yeah. Like always, we're back here and we're waiting for Ray's guest. How's it looking?
I'm still waiting and my back is killing me.
You're getting old, Ray.
Yes, I am. You worked the shit out of me.
I did. 2 days in a row, we got some good work in, man.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, now you're a official weekend warrior with Western New York Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness.
One day they're going to have my picture up there in the wall.
Yeah. I like how Morgan Cavanaugh talks a lot of shit, but I never seen him get in there and spar with you.
Oh, yeah, he took off. You seen that?
I did see that. I think I want to see you guys fight.
Jesus Christ, Caveman, you mean.
Why?
That's like a heavyweight versus a super heavyweight versus.
He looks a little big himself right now. It'll be good.
You think so?
I don't know. He looks a lot more athletic than you, to be honest with you, but I don't know how much he likes getting hit. It'd be interesting to watch. You rock me with that hook, man. That left hook is rough.
It'd be like the throwbacks of the old MMA.
Yeah. It went right through my glove and hit me in the face. It hurt.
That's what we do. We beat each other up.
Yeah. And sweat all over the place. You think this guy's going to rush you back?
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah. Ray's going back to the phone.
Oh, you know who I was thinking about this? You know who I would like to get on the podcast?
Who's that?
Eddie, I smoke weed, Bravo.
We could talk about flat earth and shit.
Yeah.
These guys on podcast, so I don't know if we can get them, but we could try.
Yeah, and, I like when him and Rogan go at it. On the conspiracy stuff.
Yeah, you're a mess, man. Oh, no.
Okay, wait, hold on 1 second. He's seen it.
Yay!
He's seen the message.
What do you think he's gonna
So let's see.
Say.
We just gotta wait. I told him to call me.
We're waiting.
Yep.
Goddamn, there's gonna be a lot of editing on this one.
Yeah. How long it take to like wait a minute, you don't got on pause?
No.
You piece of dirt.
I figured this would be funny. This so the guests can get the behind the scenes with Caveman's Corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
Uh huh. especially if this one crashes and burns. Then I can edit it while we're waiting for the next guest, and I can post it right now. So what else is going on, Ray? How's the love life?
Love life is good.
I heard you. I saw that you posted in the other day if you should be having sex before you fight. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was. You know, I like, you know, talking to all fighters, man, all different fighters, and like to hear their opinions on stuff. And you know, I want to know. You know, I remember hearing. I remember when I used to play football in high school. The you know teammates would say, "Yo, don't have sex." They ain't say it like that. They'd be like, "Don't fucking before the football game."
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I heard about that about boxing, so I just went and, you know, asked the fighters their opinions on it.
I think you should have sex. I think, well, I think you should do whatever you do routinely, first of all. If you're routinely having sex, you should have sex. If not, maybe, I don't know, maybe it might throw it off your game a little bit, you know, if it's been like 18 months since you had it, but hopefully you're doing better than that.
Mickey.
That's like 18 years.
Oh, my God, he got all the stamina in the world. No, he don't.
Nah. He lasts like 2 seconds. And then you'd be spitting all over, too. Oh, that's such a disgusting scene to think about. Sorry, yeah. Mickey.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's been studies that show it actually raises your testosterone if you have sex.
I heard about that.
So it's probably good for you. As long as you're not out late chasing like other girls around, you got like a regular girl,
yeah,
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, because they say sex is a workout, so...
Yeah, not only is it a workout, but like it generates testosterone.
Right, right.
Which is going to make you bigger and stronger and recover faster.
So that means it's not going to work for Morgan Cavanaugh because he's a one-minute man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how long it takes. It might actually be better because then you won't be using much energy. But you still generate the testosterone.
Oh, okay. Even for shorts, like...
It doesn't matter. It's replacing, I don't know what happens chemically when you have sex, but it makes you make more testosterone the more you have sex.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's Ronda Rousey. All right. Any word?
Let me see.
He don't like us.
Yeah, I don't think so. He said he was down with it. I don't get it.
He's not down with that OPP. Well, we're running out of time for this guest race, so what do you think about... maybe we'll just try this guy a different day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Now, I got to do a test. I want to see if I could do a two-way on my cell phone.
Okay.
It's a way to do it on my phone. I just want to practice it before I...
You want to record it on this one?
Huh?
You want to record on this podcast and make it a total train wreck?
No.
Yeah, let's do it. Call my wife, and I'll be on the other line.
Okay.
All right. This will be a real train wreck.
All right, let me call you first.
All right. I can't wait to hear this one, guys. This is going to be a mess because we're trying to get Solomon to trash talk against his opponent, which would be a great podcast because if you ever listen to Sol talk trash, it's really, really good. Not like the old days when he sucked.
Oh, okay, man. Let me hook up my phone to the...
To the what?
This thing here.
It's right here, man. Grab it.
Okay.
Ray doesn't even have his phone hooked up, so it's not a good day for Ray.
Yes.
Ray, you've been off too long, my man.
I know. I feel like an old man and... I feel rusty, but I gotta sharpen my tools.
You sharpen your tools.
They fucking rusty.
For your sexcapades?
No, my fighting tools, you pervert.
Oh, man. This Ray dude's a mess. I don't know what's going on with him. We're gonna end up with no podcast today.
I am a mess, though.
So yeah. We gotta at least get that Anthony Ford dude. All right, Ray's calling. Hello, Mr. Ray. How are you, sir?
Wait a minute. I'm not even on.
What do you mean?
Because we usually hear it right here, but not coming on in the system here.
Oh, all right. Try now.
Hello?
Hello? Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
It's not recording. Maybe it is recording.
It's not recording?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I don't know. Shit.
Here. Is this plugged into your phone?
Yeah.
All right, that's in your phone. How about now?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, I hear you on my phone.
Wait, but. Hold on 1 second.
All right, here, let me pause my mic here. All right, my mic's off. So, if it's recording, it should be on the
right now. Do you hear it?
I hear you, but I don't hear you on my
on the mic?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It don't sound like it's hooked. It might be, but hold up. Are you sure this goes here? I thought it goes around here.
Okay.
No.
Are you sure?
You hear me?
I hear you.
All right, let me call somebody real quick.
All right. I guess I'm not the one to call.
Let me see something. Yeah, because when I was calling you, I didn't hit, you know, you had
you hit the ringer. Yeah.
Let me see something. Let me call my mom real quick. All
right.
Just to see if it.
Okay, because this is the same setup we had that was working before. So I'll pop these around as you talk to her.
Is it ringing?
It's ringing on the phone, but it's not ringing it's not coming in. That's what I'm saying. It's not coming in here. Let me see. Now it is. Okay. Now.
Now?
Yep. Okay. I could do a shit. Let me get this guy's number. The thing is though, if I'm gonna add another call, I had to put the number.
What?
I dial the number. Uh-huh. So I need a piece of paper, write the number down if I could dial up. All right.
Call. Because you got dial a number.
Yeah. I could call somebody, right, and we could talk to them, and then to add a call, I gotta dial the number to merge the call.
All right, first call, do you have my wife's number?
No, I don't. Well, hold on 1 second. Let me call you first real quick.
Okay.
If I could okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and pick up. All right.
It's got a ring here. All right.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Raymond.
How are you? Okay, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, now, don't say nothing. I'm going to add a call.
Okay.
Now, tell me your wife's number.
We're going to have to edit this out.
Eight.
One.
Got it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello?
I don't hear me on the mic anymore.
What the fuck?
We'll see when she picks up.
Okay.
A minute, put me on hold. Hello?
Okay, hold up. Let me put merge real quick. I got you on hold, K man.
All right.
So let me put merge real quick.
All right.
Okay, conference call. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah!
Yeah!
It worked.
You hear K man?
Yeah, I can hear K man.
Cool. Perfect.
Can you hang up now?
Yes. You got the recording?
Yeah, I got that recorded.
Leave that on there.
I'm going to.
Just block out her number.
Oh, man. All right. Let me
contact.
You set up the next interview. I'm going to stop this now. We got to get out of here, and then we'll post this one because it's just a mess.
We could call this one the Messing Podcast.
Yeah, the Messy Podcast. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Oh, what the fuck? Alright, coming from Caveman Basement, Modest Basement, I should say. We are out of here. Peace out with the shitty ass podcast.
Ray's guests fail once again.
Yes.
And we're out of here.
Peace.
We should put all the other stuff in an Easter egg.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, let me contact this fool.
All right.
Ooh, I shouldn't call him a fool.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all going to be in here.
He go whoop my ass.
Yeah. All right.